Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving deep into Mahatma Gandhi, quite a figure.
Absolutely. Transformative, complex, all of that.
We've really sifted through a lot of material, his life, ideas, the criticisms too. And our mission, really, for you listening, is to explore how this, well, shy young man becomes the Mahatma, the great soul.
And how his life was, as he put it, these experiments with truth. It's fascinating.
Yeah, that personal journey and how it shaped, well, everything globally.
Exactly. So where do we start? His origins, right?
Yeah.
Porbandar, the timid kid.
Then off to London. But South Africa, that seems to be the real crucible.
Oh, definitely. Getting thrown off that train in Pietermaritzburg,
Yeah.
that wasn't just, an
It was a
insult.
more.
It was a profound political awakening, as our sources describe it.
Yeah.
A real insight into injustice, but also power.
The power of refusal.
Yes, the power an individual has when they just refuse to comply with something unjust. That's the seed of Satyagraha.
Right, which isn't just passive resistance. People get that wrong.
They do. Gandhi was clear. Satyagraha, truth force. It was the opposite of passive. It was the weapon of the strong.
Meaning, what did that strength look like?
It meant immense courage.
Yeah.
Nonviolence, sure, but active nonviolence. Your thoughts, your words, your actions.
Trying to convert the opponent, not just beat them down.
Precisely. Convert, not coerce. It's a demanding path.
And then he brings this back to India, scales it up.
Massively.
Yeah.
And this is where we see things like the Salt March. Just legendary.
It really is. I mean, think about it. 61 years old, walking 240 miles just to pick up salt. Why salt? What made that specific act so potent? Our sources must touch on this.
It was genius, really. Salt was essential, used by everyone. Taxing it hit the poorest hardest.
Oh, defying that law.
Exactly. It made resistance accessible, visible, undeniable. He turned this everyday thing into a huge symbol of freedom.
And it worked. Sparked mass civil disobedience.
Across the nation. And crucially, it brought women into the struggle in unprecedented numbers. A major shift.
Okay, but like any major figure, it wasn't all straightforward. Our sources cover the complexities, the criticisms.
Yes, and it's important we address those. We have to acknowledge, for instance, his early writings in South Africa.
The language used about Black Africans.
Yes, derogatory language that's
Yeah.
there in the record. But it's also crucial to note, as the sources show, his views evolved. He later repudiated those prejudices, expressed remorse.
An evolution, then, not static.
Definitely. And then there's the whole complex dynamic with Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, especially over caste.
Two giants, very different views. Gandhi wanting to reform Hinduism from within and untouchability, calling them Harijans.
Children of God, yes. While Ambedkar, coming from that background himself, saw the whole system as rotten.
Believed it needed total annihilation, not reform. He eventually left Hinduism altogether.
Correct. Fundamentally different strategies for justice. And we're just presenting these viewpoints as found in the material impartially. It's key to understanding the debates of the time.
Absolutely. And then the tragedy of partition.
Which he fought against so hard. Over my dead body, he said.
Yet it happened, a reality he had to. Well, except in the end, a huge blow.
The profound source of grief for him, yes.
But despite all this complexity, his core ideas, they spread globally.
Undeniably. You look at Martin Luther King Jr., direct inspiration. Nelson Mandela, too, deeply influenced, even if his context demanded different tactics sometimes.
Right. And something else that came up in our research, this idea of him as an unlikely environmentalist, kind of surprising.
It is, looking back.
No.
But his critique of unchecked industrialism, his focus on self-sufficiency, simplicity, it resonates, doesn't it?
Especially now, that famous
The
quote
world has enough for everyone's need, but not enough for everyone's greed.
feels incredibly relevant today with climate change, resource issues.
Absolutely. It connects back to his whole philosophy.
So, wrapping this up, Gandhi. An imperfect Mahatma.
I think that's fair. A man of deep contradictions who undeniably shaped the world we live in.
His life is an experiment. Maybe the biggest finding was personal.
Perhaps. That the struggle for a better world out there, it starts with a struggle to better oneself, right here.
Something to think about. How might that idea apply to the challenges, maybe the small experiments in your own life today?